Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1969 with a release date of Friday, July 24th, 2015. The following 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Your ARRL membership dues are going up. Amateur Radio Newsline's Young Ham of the Year scores another big win. AMSAT gets a chance at a rideshare into orbit. Hutters compete to be champ in a hidden transmitter hunt. And Mexican amateurs get a new global repeater directory. All this and more in Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1969 coming your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Mississippi, here is Don Wilbanks, AE5DW.
If you're a member of the ARRL, prepare to dig a little deeper into your pockets at renewal time. Membership is going up $10, effective next January 1st. The Board of Directors voted on the increase at their meeting last weekend in Connecticut following a committee recommendation. The hike is the first increase since 2001, when basic dues were set at $39. CEO David Sumner, K1ZZ, who also announced his May 1st, 2016 retirement date at the meeting, called the price hike a difficult decision, even after implementing a 15% staff reduction and creating a development program to help grow financial gifts. Sumner said on the ARRL website that, quote, raising dues will ensure that high-quality programs and services will continue for all members as we provide a unified voice that protects and promotes all of amateur radio. Information about the ARRL revenues and expenditures can be found in its annual report archive for 2002 to 2014. Our newly announced Young Ham of the Year is the recipient of yet another award, as we hear from Amanda Alden, K1DDN.
2015 is shaping up to be a great year for 14-year-old Anna Veal, W0ANT, of Littleton, Colorado. The newly selected winner of Amateur Radio Newsline's Young Ham of the Year Award, announced just days ago, was selected this past weekend as a recipient of the 2014 Hiram Percy Maxim Memorial Award for Youth, recognizing her leadership, service, involvement, and commitment to the amateur radio community. It's the latest honor for Anna, who holds a general class license. In 2011, she was chosen for Young Ham of the Year by the Rocky Mountain Division of the ARRL. Naturally, we're very proud of her here at Amateur Radio Newsline. She is among other award winners named by the Board of Directors following their weekend meeting in Connecticut. David L. Hirschberger, W9GR, was named to receive the 2014 Doug DeMaw W1FB Technical Excellence Award for his work in reducing audio distortion in SSB transmission, as described in his article, Controlled Envelope Single Sideband, in the November-December 2014 issue of QEX. The board recognized the principals and developers of Broadband HamNet for their contributions to microwave mesh networking with the 2014 ARRL Microwave Development Award. Randy Thompson, K5ZD, was named the winner of the 2014 Philip J. McGann Silver Antenna Award for outstanding volunteer public relations success over many years, and especially for achieving national media coverage of the 2014 World Radio Sport Team Championship. From Canyon City, Colorado, I'm Amanda Alden, K1DDN, for Amateur Radio Newsline.
Congratulations as well to the award-winning students at the Westcliff High School for Girls in England. They took away three prizes at the Chelmsford Science and Engineering Society School Engineering and Technology Competition July 16th. The students, who benefited from the support of radio amateurs Ed Bye, G8FAX, and Pete Sipple, M0PSX, both STEM ambassadors, are members of the school's engineering club. Their honors include Most Creative and Innovative Project and Best STEM Communicator. Congratulations. Now here's one hitchhiker that needs no guide to the galaxy. AMSAT has announced an opportunity to become a hosted amateur radio payload aboard a geosynchronous satellite set to launch in 2017. The invitation to rideshare means the satellite would be along for the trip aboard a satellite being designed and operated by Millennium Space Systems of El Segundo, California. AMSAT expects to have input in the development of the ground station and payload RF development. And once the satellite is launched, AMSAT's expected to be the hosted amateur radio payload operator. In order to make the launch, however, the developers have a demanding schedule. The payload needs to be tested and integrated by the spring of 2016. AMSAT President Barry Bynes, WD4ASW, described the project as a project that provides technical challenges while creating a new amateur radio capability in space. He expected the rideshare to provide benefits beyond the amateur community, extending into emergency communications and STEM educational outreach. They call themselves foxtailers, but they're really not after those bushy-tailed creatures. Here's the straight scoop from Newsline's Joe Mill, K0OV, also ARRL's direction-finding coordinator.
They range in age from the teens to the 70s, and they're coming from all over to compete in the most physical of all ham radio sports. I'm talking about on-foot hidden transmitter hunters, also called foxtailers, and radio orienteers. Their sport is amateur radio direction finding, or ARDF. It's all done on foot in a big outdoor space. Thanks to a set of standard international rules, it's pretty much the same all over the world, so we can have international competitions. Your mission is to try to find up to 5 hidden radio transmitters without assistance while on the run, or trotting, or just walking. You'll carry a map and a compass so you don't get lost. Mix in with the USA's best radio orienteers at the 15th National ARDF Championships at the Peaceful Valley Scout Ranch in eastern Colorado during the last week and weekend of August. It starts off with 3 days of optional intense training, followed by 4 days of competition. Learn from the experts, then see how you do for yourself out on the courses. You don't have to be a marathoner, but it helps to be in good shape. There are 9 separate categories with medals for the best 3 in each, so you'll only be competing against people of your own age range and gender. Registration for the championships is now open, so start making plans. You can read all the details and get the registration form on the web at www.homingin.com. That's homing in as one word, homingin.com. I hope to see you at the ARDF championships. For Amateur Radio Newsline, this is Joe Mell, K0 Oscar Victor.
It's not exactly an ancient language, but a group of hams and would-be hams in Bangalore, India, hope it will never become a dead one either. Morse code is experiencing a revival in a home-based study group run by Krishna Kumar, VE3UNO, an architect and member of the Bangalore Amateur Radio Club. Kumar has been hosting classes in Morse with the help of Nagesh Naidu, VU2INN, a former radio officer with the Merchant Navy, who's an instructor. Kumar has been a ham since the age of 5 and hosts a growing number of classes in his home garage, where one of the students is his 6-year-old daughter, Annika. Although restricted grade amateurs in India do not need to learn Morse code to pass the exam, it's still a requirement for the more advanced general grade. A new partnership agreement that took effect July 15th has named R. Finder the official repeater director of the Federación Mexicana de Radio Experimentadores, or FMRE Mexico, which will maintain the directory's data. Subscribers who sign up in Mexico will not only be supporting FMRE Mexico, but will also be able to use the global directory of repeater data, which is accessible through the web, on smartphone apps, through RT systems, and Chirp radio programmers. Our Finder's directory comprises 170 countries and lists more than 50,000 repeaters. It's also integrated with repeaters using Echolink. Our Finder is the official repeater directory of hams in Canada, Great Britain, Italy, and elsewhere. Bob Greenberg, W2CYK, creator of R-Finder, says the directory has found a good match in serving Mexico's amateurs. Mexico's ham population is growing, and with their strong youth programs will continue to grow, Greenberg said. As R-Finder is also a supporter of youth and amateur radio, we're proud to add Mexico as our newest member country. End of quote. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, and being relayed by the volunteer services of the following radio amateur. Checking DX. In Bosnia-Herzegovina, members of the Nikola Tesla Radio Club are QRV as E7 Tesla until August 10th. You'll find them on the HF bands, QSL via E77E. In Ethiopia, Andy, UR4LRQ, Yaroslav, UW7LL, and Igor, UY5LW, are QRV from club station ET3AA until August 21st. Activity is on the HF bands, QSL via US0LW. In Croatia, operators Goran, S52P, Dragon S55Z, and Kugler S51TP will be QRV as 9A slash their home calls from Palagruza Vela, IOTA EU090 through August 31st on the HF bands. You can QSL via 9A8, ZRS via S57L, and all others to their home calls. In the Republic of Korea, Kang DS4DRE is QRV as DS4DRE-4 from Yui Island, IOTA AS060 until July 31st. Activity is 80 through 10 meters using CW and SSB. QSL via his home call. In Lithuania, special event station LY100DGA is QRV until the end of July to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the oldest operational airport, S. Darius and S. Garenas. QSL via LY50. In the Seychelles, Stan EI6DX is QRV as S79OWZ from Make Island, IOTA AF024 until July 30th. His activity is holiday style on 80 through 10 meters using CW and SSB. You can QSL via RX3RC. And finally, be listening for youngsters in the Radio Society of Great Britain's Youth Club on their D-Expedition, DX15 through July 30th. They'll be active as MC0RYC from the Brecon Beacons in Wales, participating in a range of activities, including operating SOTA summits, QSL Direct, via the Bureau, or Club Log OQRS. And finally this week, Irish radio amateurs Mark Condon, EI6JK, and Ingrid Chadwick, EI1692, both have already made ample use of their ham licenses, but by Saturday, July 25th, they'll have made equally good use of their marriage license. After the couple's ceremony, the reception could only get a 5-9. Many invited fellow amateurs included those from the Shannon Basin Radio Club, East Cork Radio Club, and the South Dublin Radio Club, and even the wedding photographer was a fellow ham. And no doubt the exchange of vows was equaled only by an exchange of QSL cards. Congratulations, you two. With thanks to Allen Labs, AMSAT, the ARRL, CQ Magazine, DX World, the Bangalore Mirror, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, Ham Radio India, the Ohio Penn DX Newsletter, Irish Radio Transmitter Society, Twit TV, QRZ Now, and you, our listeners. Our new email address for news, tips, and comments is arnewslinetips@gmail.com. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website. You'll find that at www.arnewsline.org. You can also write to us or support us at Amateur Radio Newsline, 28197 Robin Avenue, Santa Clarita, California, 91350. So for now, with Amanda Alden, K1DDN, Joe Mel, K0OV, and Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2015.
All rights are reserved.